poll, Democrat Tina Smith, GOP Jason Lewis in dead heat in Minnesota Senate race. By Sean Moran on August 11, 2020. Senator Tina Smith, DMN, and former Representative Jason Lewis, RMN, have struck a statistical tie in Minnesota's Senate race, according to a poll released on Tuesday. An Emerson College survey found that Smith leads Lewis by 3 points, or 48-45%, with 7% of voters remaining undecided. Spencer Kimball, the director of the Emerson College poll, said that in 2016, the Senate races in each state were won by the same party that won the presidential election in that state, and it appears that the same pattern might emerge in 2020. Lewis is expected to be the Republican nominee to challenge Smith in the general election. Emerson released the poll as Minnesota will hold their primary votes. Former Senator Norm Coleman, RMN, was the last Republican senator to represent Minnesota. He lost to former Senator Al Franken, DMN, in 2008. The Cook Political Report rates the Minnesota Senate race as solid for Democrats. Smith has also raised $10 million, while Lewis raised $2.5 million. President Donald Trump endorsed Lewis for the Senate Republican primary on Monday. He said that Lewis would help him enact his America First agenda in the Senate. Jason Lewis, at Lewis Forum, will be an incredible senator for the state of Minnesota. He is a proven leader who will help us lower your taxes, protect our communities and defend your Second Amendment, Trump wrote. Jason worked with me to save Minneapolis along with your great National Guard after your local political leaders failed to do so. Jason has my complete and total endorsement. #Jason, the president added. In response, Lewis said that Minnesotans are tired of the Democrats' failed policies. Lewis wrote, "The people of Minnesota have had enough of the failed Democrat policies that have left many hard-working Minnesotans behind. In the U.S. Senate I will fight for the people of Minnesota, not the highest bidder like my opponent at Tina Smith." Emerson College conducted the poll between August 8 and 10, sampling 733 registered voters, and the survey has a 3.6% margin of error. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.